gentleman who I'm guessing still can't wipe the smile off his face, head coach of the Oak Kings, Derek Laxdal, joins us. Coach, congratulations on finally getting the Memorial Cup championship in a year that, you know, I think maybe a lot of people didn't expect it this year, Derek, and I don't know if that makes it any sweeter or not, does it?
Well, you know, thanks, guys, for having me on today. When you you expect the unexpected, I think, when you are in sports, and it's, you know, the last 2 years we were kind of expected to get there and challenge it, and we fell short of our goals. And this year, it was just a different feel. I think you take that pressure off the team, and then you just see this team grow, and then all of a sudden you start to get closer and closer, and then you just start to kind of, you know, reach those expectations that you set the goals for. And it was incredible. It just not knowing what was going to happen, and then seeing what happened to this group of kids was outstanding.
Derek, you've had a few days to let it sink in. And, you know, I was talking earlier to Curtis Lazar, and you look back on your season. That Game 6 loss at home to Portland might have been the game that would have crushed your team, but you didn't. And did that make your team more resilient to be able to overcome, you know, that overtime loss against Val d'Or that allowed you to bounce back a few days later?
Well, you know, just sitting back here, you know, you're going to take a week to just to kind of to digest exactly what happened. When you go back and think about what Game 6 really meant to this hockey club, even with the loss, obviously coming back and winning Game 7, if you look at the way the kids prepared and the resolve that they had in their eyes and just in their whole makeup for that game, really set us up going into the Memorial Cup that we could face any adversity that they threw at us. And then if you look at the two overtime games and then the media talking about how we're not even supposed to be in the finals and Guelph's just going to roll over us, it just, I think everything set up perfectly for our group of guys and just fit right into the character that we had in our hockey club.
How many players do you think you're going to lose? Like, how many guaranteed guys are you losing for sure just due to age?
Well, obviously the 94s, the Mitch Moreaux, Hendrik Samuelsson, Griffin Reinhardt, you know, those guys are going to move on. Your 320s, Cody Corbett, Riley Keyser, Reed Patrick. So you're going to lose those guys for sure. And then you get the possibility of losing a Curtis Lazar and a Tristan Jarrett. And they're going to take their best shot at making their National Hockey League club. But we've got some good young pieces coming, and we feel that we're going to have a good nucleus. And I have to be honest with you, last year coming into the season, you know, we were trying to replace 150 goals for in our lineup. And when we get through the regular season this year, we were pretty well right on pace with goals for and goals against. So that's part of the Western Hockey League. That's part of the development. And it's just an opportunity for other players to step up.
Derek, I know that in the past you and I have talked about this. And, you know, now that the season's over, I wonder, has your phone rang? Do you expect to be getting some calls? You know, you're the first Western Hockey League coach ever to win 50 games 3 years in a row. You've won now the Memorial Cup. I'm not sure there's that much more left for you to prove that you're not ready for the next level. Do you feel you're ready for the next level? And is as a head coach the thing you want to be? Or do you think becoming an assistant coach either in the, you know, at the NHL level is better? Or do you need to be a head coach, whether it's in the American League or the NHL?
Well, you know what? That's a lot to digest, Jason. You know, if you look at what we've done here as an organization, I really enjoy coaching the Edmonton Oil Kings. And one of my goals in the future is hopefully be a part of the World Junior coaching staff. But as we go along here, get closer to the draft, we'll see what plays out and kind of go from there. And I'm sure a lot of, you know, coaches on our staff are going to get some looks at the next level or at this level. And because when you win like we've won, Steve Hamilton's done a great job. You know, Dustin Schwartz has done a great job. And those coaches don't get bypassed. But for myself, it's just to kind of see what's going on and see what happens. But right now I'm still under contract with the Edmonton Oil Kings, and we're preparing for a summer camp this weekend, and we'll go from there.
You played pro, Derek. So well, what do you think is the biggest difference to be a coach at pro compared to the Western Hockey League?
Well, you know what? I don't think there's a huge difference. There's a lot of great junior hockey coaches that can coach in the National Hockey League level. I think the biggest thing is getting the opportunity to coach at that level. And you're managing people at any level. I think the biggest difference is between the junior level, you're managing kids, and the pro level, you're managing men, and you're managing millionaires. So you really have to have a great grasp on your team and just understand what you're dealing with every day and try and find that fine line where what makes these guys tick, what makes them go, what makes them get, what makes you as a coach get the best out of them every day and every game. So it's how you get there and figure it out, and that's part of the experience, part of the process.
Derek, you know, two other guys, Mads Eller, Edgars Kolba, two guys who potentially could be drafted, as a one-year past their eligibility. If those guys do get drafted because of the age of Kolba, do you think he would still benefit from one more year of junior, or is that a guy who's maybe ready to go pro as well?
Well, you know, with Eddie getting drafted, hopefully as a 19-year-old, he would probably benefit more from one more year of junior, just because he's had a great season this year, and can imagine what he could do as a 20-year-old in our league. And, you know, the NHL team that drafts him, they don't have to sign him. They can let him play another year of junior and see him develop. So that's a great opportunity for an NHL team. He has really taken some strides for our hockey club, and we look forward to seeing what he's going to do in the draft. Another guy, Mads Eller, is a 95 birthday, so he's got another year left of junior. And if he got drafted, he'd have to come back anyways. And he definitely needs another year of development in the Western Hockey League, which I think he'll be a big part of our hockey club next year, as he had a great second half and a great playoff run for us.
Derek, talk about the development of Dyson Mayo on your blue. Like, Aaron Irving had an unbelievable first half of the season. I think he was like a point a game player for the first 20 games. And Mayo, kind of almost took away a lot of his offensive ice time. Was it just a competition? What allowed Mayo to maybe, because you look and he was your top four guy all throughout the playoffs. So talk about his emergence and maybe what he did to kind of jump ahead on the depth chart.
Well, both defensemen are two different types of defensemen. You know, Irv's a big, strong, stay-at-home defenseman that has some offensive upside, and he plays a hard, physical game. Dyson Mayo is a very astute defenseman, sees the ice well, skates well, makes a great first pass, jumps up on the play, and he can play every situation, and he's going to be a big power play producer for us next year. Steve's done a great job with both of those kids. You know, they show a lot of trust in each other, and if you look at the development path, both kids had a bit of an injury at the start of the season, and I think once Dice got back up and running, he really took off and probably took a little bit of ice time away from Irving, as Irving probably bumped down to the 5-6 hole. But both kids have a very bright future. You know, they're going to be a big part of our back end next year. You know, they're both kids that are going to probably get drafted this summer, and then they're going to have an experience of a development camp and an NHL camp. And they're only going to come back and just, really round out our back end that we have coming back next year.
Derek Laxalt, head coach of the Memorial Cup champion Edmonton Oil Kings, joins us. Derek, what were your thoughts on the parade?
You know what, Jason? I'd have to say, what a perfect way to cap off an unbelievable season. You know, you talk about the City of Champions, but when you get a chance to experience with 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 fans downtown Edmonton and get a chance to celebrate the Memorial Cup victory was just incredible. Hats off to the City of Edmonton for putting on this ceremony. And obviously, you know, what a way to send away these kids away for the summer with a celebration that was had this afternoon. Just absolutely incredible. And not only that, to celebrate it with the 63 Memorial Cup winners was outstanding.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, I thought, to bring back a lot of those guys. And there's an automatic connection when guys sit down and there's kind of that respect, even if it's 40 years apart.
It's unbelievable. Like, that shows you the connection of that trophy. You know, you're going to remember this moment for the rest of your life, the memories that you built. You know, you look back at the season, you go along, we did this. How about the adversity we fought through here? And, you know, you talk about the Game 6 in Portland. That'll be a Game 6 and a Game 7 that these kids will remember the rest of their lives. And then going in the Val-d'Or and playing them double overtime, triple overtime, and then beating a team we weren't supposed to beat. It just shows you the character these kids have. And it'll set them up for the rest of their life. They're going to reflect back on these moments when they face a little bit of adversity, and they know they can do anything that they put their mind to.
Derek Laxalt joins us. Derek, outside of being a coach at the junior level, you know, there's a lot about kind of being a parent, I would think, a little bit, or at least a role model. You had to deal with something I'm sure you never thought you'd have, having one of your players pass away, unfortunately, in the summer. Going back to, you know, into August, Derek, when you had to address the team, I know Mitch Moraz and a lot of those guys were very close to him. Talk about that, what you learned as a coach about yourself dealing with that situation.
That's an interesting question, Jason. You know, if you, it's something you don't want to deal with as a coach or as a parent, loss of a, a family member or somebody you're very close to. And Christian Pelz was obviously a big part of our organization for a couple of years, and the relationships that he built with his teammates and the staff were unbelievable. And when we heard that the loss of Christian, we were almost stunned, like, you're kidding. But, you know, it was amazing. All the players reached out to Rogan. Rogan Dean was kind of the central figure on that. And Pastor Bruce, our pastor, was kind of reaching out to kids. And there's a little bit of that healing and grieving period where the players went through. And it was probably good that, we had a couple months before the season started so that we could prepare and mourn the death of Christian. But obviously embrace the life that he had and embrace it. How he touched our players being here, part of that Memorial Cup run, and be inspired by him. I think that was a huge part of our team this year. It just shows you how precious life is. You want to enjoy every moment of life. And I think that it makes this celebration that much more enjoyable.
For sure. How were you guys able to turn such a negative into a positive as such a rallying cry? And you could see, on Mitch Moraz and many of the other players' face, clearly it was an emotional thing, but they were able to use it in a positive manner rather than as a crutch.
Well, you know what? We had that mourning period, but if you look at these kids, it'd be interesting to see how many times that they would reflect back in the game or reflect back after a loss or reflect back after tougher or good times and just, maybe talk to Pelsey or just kind of visualize and just understand exactly what you're going through. But it was great. It was a huge inspiration for our hockey club. And, there was a bit of a ceremony here in the summertime. And I know a lot of our players were intact with Rogan about the ceremony. But I think that the whole championship is a great way to come to a little bit of closure with Pelsey. But we know that he'll always be in our prayers and always be in the back of our minds as everybody moves forward.
Well, Derek, congratulations on a fantastic season. Leading your team to the first Memorial Cup in Edmonton since 1966. Enjoy it. Hopefully you get some time off to really appreciate the accomplishment that you and the rest of your staff and all your players had and made a city very proud of the Oil Kings. Congratulations. Thanks for your time.
Well, thank you very much, Jason. I know our guys are proud to represent Edmonton. You know what? It was an unbelievable year, and I know the guys that are coming back. I'm looking forward to next year.